previously on Heroes.
My name is Samuel. I'm the one who sent you the cello. It's found its proper home. It can bring people to you, like a siren song.
Compass.
That seems to be the key component in the mystery, enough for them to kill for. He's gonna tell me everything he knows about the carnival.
We're gonna isolate Samuel here. The problem, of course, is finding it.
Our primary focus must be stopping Samuel.
First, you have to disappear for 8 more weeks.
Well, then we'll have to agree to disagree, Hero.
Hero says, must rescue Dr. Watson. Beam me up, Scotty.
Scotty, what's going on?
At the office to Ando, we must go to the land of the swamp dragons and find the castle. That's how we'll rescue Dr. Watson. Then Ando says, you want to go to a place called Arkham in Florida?
The craziness over the last few weeks is finally over. Sato's gone.
Who is she?
Vanessa, the love of my life.
Haven't seen her around here?
She's out there. I'm afraid she'll reject me for who I am, for what I've done.
You're still her father. You're the only one she has left, and she needs you. You know, the thing about burnt bridges is they can be rebuilt.
Look at her. How do I explain to her about the world without dampening her spirits? Now she sees it filled with promise and hope, as bright as the light in her eyes. But I've lived long enough to know that everything is not as it appears. Evil does exist. People do terrible things to one another.
Oh God! Oh my God!
Noah? What?
Joseph to Samuel.
I'm still your brother.
Claire and Tira watch Samuel kill him.
How do I protect her without losing her?
Hasn't your father lied, cheated, even killed to protect you?
How do I build a bridge between us?
You lied to me.
We shouldn't have done it. When the distance seems so vast.
I need time to grieve without being reminded why.
Noah pulls a picture of Samuel off his wall and bends it to Lauren.
So much for his 8th grade class. Who's next?
We're getting down to childhood playmates, Noah.
If that's what it takes.
All I'm saying is, are you sure this is a productive use of our time?
Yes. I gotta find this guy, Lauren.
And I want to help you, but we've been shooting in the dark for like 6 hours now.
You got a better idea. I'm all ears.
It's just that you're starting to sound a little...
obsessed.
You could call Claire.
Not an option.
She has a compass, Noah. She can lead us right to the...
I am not calling Claire. She's angry at me right now, and frankly, she has every reason to be. She's in no mood to help her old man.
Well, maybe it's time to patch things up.
Maybe it's time we found a useful lead. If you don't want to help me, you don't have to.
Chapter 14, Close to You.
We got a hit on Vanessa Wheeler.
Who?
She's the one that I told you about. She grew up in the estate where his parents worked.
The house that became a sinkhole.
Looks like we have some still photos off a security camera. Is that your man?
That's him. You got a phone number?
California area code.
Hello?
Vanessa Wheeler?
Yes? Who's calling?
My name is Bennett. Noah Bennett. I wanted to talk to you about Samuel Sullivan.
What's this about?
Just looking for him, and I'm wondering if you've heard from him lately.
I'm sorry. I don't know anybody by that name.
Really? Because he grew up on the estate that your family owned.
Noah smiles triumphantly.
Looks like I'm going to California.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Lauren.
Good night.
She leaves, and Noah looks down at the photo of Vanessa on his computer. At the carnival, Samuel's in his trailer writing a letter, smiling, with a drawing of Vanessa in front of him. He covers it up as Lydia steps inside.
Lydia, is writing a letter?
Anybody I know?
I'm running low on ink supplies. If you're going into town tomorrow, I need you to pick some things up.
Of course.
Lydia, I know much has happened lately that's difficult. Edgar, Ito, Claire Bennett, Joseph.
not to mention Siler.
I'm asking for your patience. I need you on my side. We're so close now to realizing all our dreams.
Our dreams, Samuel? Or are they yours?
I made a list. Indigo, Umber, linseed oil.
She's beautiful.
Don't worry. You'll meet her soon enough. I've waited a long, long time to bring her. The day has finally come.
Samuel smiles and picks up the sketch of Vanessa. While he looks at it thoughtfully, Lydia watches him without affection. Outside, she walks up to her daughter, who's practicing throwing fire, and they both look over at Samuel.
You don't trust him, do you?
He's planning something big and I don't like him.
He's always been good to me. I don't know why you want to cause trouble.
If this family is going to survive, we are going to need a new leader.
Like who?
There is someone, a man of compassion. Samuel himself said that he may be the next Joseph. He's just so far away.
Well, maybe you can call him.
She walks off, but it makes Lydia think.
Maybe I can.
She closes her eyes and goes into a trance-like state. Peter's asleep on his bed, a shaft of moonlight over his body. He opens his eyes suddenly and sits up with a jolt. He clutches his arm in pain. The compass tattoo on it starts spinning. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Toast pops up out of a toaster in the Parkman's apartment. Matt butters it and pours more coffee as Janice walks in.
I was up so late watching Ratatouille. Speaking of which, tonight for dinner, Ratatouille.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I mean, it's really not that hard.
You know, my brother called yesterday. He's still looking to hire someone. You don't know of anyone, do you?
No. I mean, I told you before, I don't know any software salesman.
You see, he doesn't need a computer guy. Just someone who's smart, focused, and, you know, looking to get ahead.
You don't like my cooking?
Man, I love your cooking.
But you want me to work for your brother. Seriously. Honey, your brother?
I'm just worried about you. Since you got back, you hardly leave the house.
Well, I'm a stay-at-home dad guy. That's what I do. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just want you to be happy. There's stay-at-home because you want to, and then there's stay-at-home because you're scared not to, and I just don't know which one you are.
I'm the one who is really excited about this Ratatouille recipe, which, by the way, will be ready at 6:30 p.m. sharp. Honey, I'm really happy. I am. Just being here, taking care of you and Maddie.
Okay.
Have a good day. Go make some money, will you?
He watches her go and becomes serious, even a little sad. Noah's standing in the kitchen watching him.
Hello, Matt.
Bennett.
I thought I'd check your security system. Seems you're not as safe as you think.
Okay.
I've left you 5 messages.
What do you want, Bennett?
I need your help. Have you ever heard of a guy named Samuel Sullivan?
No. But even if I have, last time I helped you, I got Siler stuck in my head and I almost died. You remember that?
It's nasty out there, Matt. But shoving your head in the sand doesn't make the world go away.
Yeah, well, you never know until you try, do you?
I'm sorry about what you've been through. The Siler thing was a terrible idea. We all admit that.
Look, I stay home and lock my doors. I don't see why that has to change.
Because this Sullivan guy, he's a very bad man.
Well, so's Bin Laden. So you're gonna have to do better than that.
He's trying to recruit my daughter.
Okay, what's your plan? Are you gonna go kick this guy in the teeth instead of talking to your daughter? I'm sorry.
Today it's Claire, tomorrow it could be your son.
Ando follows Hiro through the institution.
What was I thinking, having you committed? Your brain is scrambled, you don't have your powers. Once you're inside, it won't be easy to get you out.
Sancho, we must liberate Dr. Watson.
All right, time to kiss bye-bye. Patients only pass the double doors.
Sancho, Arkham, Dr. Watson, I wish I knew what any of this meant.
Can't I at least see him to his room? Make sure he's comfortable?
Comfortable. Come on, pal. Let's get you strapped in.
What?
Just an expression.
The large orderly enters a code to open the double doors, then leads Hero, without any resistance, down the corridor, and they swing shut again. Hero passes a door and sees the name Armadi written on it. Shocked, he looks back at Ando and points at it, shouting, "It's Dr. Watson! It's Dr. Watson!"
Hero!
The orderly hauls him away down a side corridor, and Ando goes over to the security panel. He looks around, then uses his power to activate it and unlock the doors again. Ando walks over to the door that Hero pointed at.
Armadi.
He looks through the grill and sees Mohinder, then says, "Dr. Watson is Suresh." Matt and Noah are in Los Angeles, California.
How long are these rehearsals, anyway?
I have no idea.
Okay, so she plays the cello. She's in the L.A. Chamber Orchestra, and she's first chair. So what is she, Samuel's girlfriend or something?
Well, that's what you're here for, Matt.
That's her right there.
Looks like rehearsal's over. Jump in anytime.
What? No. Hey, I never...
Vanessa Wheeler?
Do I know you?
I'm Noah Bennett. We spoke on the phone briefly. I called you about Samuel Sullivan.
I thought I was clear. I told you I don't know him.
Yeah, but the problem is we know that you do because we have pictures of the two of you.
Are you with the police?
No, it's more complicated than that. Is there somewhere we could go and sit down and talk for a minute?
Look, whoever you are, just please leave me alone.
Well, hang on just a second. Have you met my friend Matt Parkman?
No, and I don't want to.
Matt, you want to share any thoughts here, please?
No, I told you.
He focuses.
You can trust us, Vanessa. You want to talk to us.
She stops walking away, turns round and looks at them. Then she softens and goes back to them.
You know, come to think of it, I'm glad you called. I need to talk to someone. I'm worried about him.
Peter's on his mobile in the street.
Hey, Noah, it's Peter. Look, that's that tattoo on my arm. It showed up again. Give me a call, right? Bye.
He stops suddenly, the people walking around him on the busy pavement, and listens. Emma's playing the cello in her apartment, smiling. Peter crosses the road as if following the sound. Emma's expression becomes more emotional. She sees the light flashing on her wall and hurriedly puts the instrument down, then goes to the door and looks through the spy hole.
Yes.
Emma.
It worked.
I'm sorry. What worked?
I brought you here with music. I just had to think of you, and it worked. I'm sorry. Please, come in. I met an unusual man, and he showed me a new side to my ability, using this.
He looks at the cello, which has its back to them, and sees the compass image on it. Peter crouches down and runs his fingers over it.
Where did he get this cello?
That same man. He's the one who sent it to me.
Who? What's his name?
Samuel. Why?
He takes off his jacket and shows her the tattoo.
I woke this morning with this.
In Los Angeles.
They were good years growing up. He used to write me these poems. These little love poems. We were close. Neither of us cared that his family lived in the carriage house on my family's property or that his father called my father sir. One day I came home and they were gone. I moved on with my life. I assumed he moved on with his.
But he hadn't.
He showed up in my room one night,
all swagger and rock and roll. I was just in the right place for the bad boyfriend. We had a wild couple of weeks until he asked me to marry him.
Run off to his carnival.
I mean, a carnival. He was getting a music degree at Yale.
They sit at an outside table.
Vanessa.
He's not that 20-year-old kid anymore. Samuel Sullivan is a very dangerous man.
Well, lately he has been showing up more and more often. Since his brother died, it's gotten even worse. Just shows up, spouting all kinds of crazy things.
So he's stalking you?
Well, that's not the word I would choose, but he does seem...
obsessed?
A week ago, he was waiting for me in the lobby of my apartment building, going on and on about how much he misses me, how we'll be together once I see how powerful he's become. It was 2 in the morning.
So he knows where you live, and you know how to reach him. I've been banging my head against the wall trying to figure out how to find the carnival. Maybe we bring the carnival to us.
Okay, how do you move a carnival?
Do us a favor. Call him.
A newspaper cutting.
Is this the guy that gave you the cello? Said his name was Samuel?
Yes. You know him?
He told me his name was William Hooper. What did he want from you?
He didn't want anything. Just to find a homeless man.
That's it?
Yes. He gave me something. This.
She shows Peter the compass, its needle spinning randomly.
Emma, the last time I saw a compass like this, my friend got stabbed.
You think Samuel...
If there's any connection to that, I'd keep my distance from him.
Peter, he's a good man.
Emma, my friend almost died because of a compass just like that. And it wasn't the first person that got attacked.
Monaco's for lunch. But maybe it'll be too crowded. How about Moxie?
Emma. Emma, this is my mother, Angela.
Nice to meet you.
Mom, this is Emma.
Peter, how do you know this woman?
Emma is my friend.
Angela stares at her.
I need you. Get your work. Bye, Peter.
Call you later. What the hell was that?
Riverdale Psychiatric Hospital, Florida.
So this has been about saving Dr. Suresh all along.
As I've been telling you, Sancho Panza.
Hero, I'm so relieved that your mind, that you're not really crazy. I've misjudged you once again. But Dr. Suresh has super strength. Why hasn't he broken out?
The stormtroopers,
the orderlies,
have dulled his senses with Jawa juice.
He's been drugged.
We must turn Bruce Banner back into the Hulk.
The orderly walks past with a drugs trolley.
You've done well so far. Now leave it to me.
While the orderly gives out medication, Ando goes to the trolley and finds the cup marked Armadi. Then he quickly grabs some headache pills.
How's it going?
All good.
The orderly takes a cup to another patient, so Ando pours Mohinder's drugs into his hand and swaps them for the headache pills just before he comes back.
Better not be messed with my meds.
No, I was just admiring your cart. Very nice. I work in a cart factory.
You're the Japanese guy's friend.
Yes.
I'm Buck.
He offers his hand, so Ando pretends to sneeze, throwing the pills into his mouth.
Excuse me. I'm Chuck.
Yeah, well, take it easy.
Buck pats Ando's back and he swallows the pills. Hero says, uh-oh, nap time for Sancho. Noah's watching Vanessa.
He's late.
Pretty exposed here, Noah, so when he shows, we gotta hustle.
Taser and some duct tape and we're out in 60 seconds. You getting a hit on the chip in her pocket?
Yeah, it's all good.
We have our target.
What? Well, he didn't come past me. He must have come around the back.
And let's go.
Copy that.
Eli floors Noah.
Hello, Bennett.
Noah zaps him and he disappears. Another one stops Matt.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
No,
Noah zaps him from behind.
Hey, what was that?
The alley. Get the car!
Got it.
Samuel's escorting Vanessa outside, holding her by the arm and hurrying her along, as Noah runs around the swimming pool and down some steps. He raises his gun when he gets to the street.
Samuel Sullivan!
Where is she?
Stay away from her, Bennett.
Where is she?
She's already gone.
Using his power, Samuel rips a crack across the road from one side to the other. Then he summons the wind out of it, covering Noah in dust. By the time Noah's able to see again, Samuel's gone. Matt pulls up and Noah gets in.
What the hell happened to you? All right, she's headed south on Normandy. Let's go.
Matt reverses and drives away. Peter's at home with Angela.
You had a dream.
There's nothing you can do to save her. You need to save yourself. I'm sorry.
Mom, half this family is dead. Their bodies are surrounded with lines. It's down to you and me. Are we ever gonna get this right? Please, just tell me the truth. For once in your life, Mom, please.
The dream was foggy. The message was not. She's gonna help kill people.
What's wrong? Mom, that's not possible, okay? She's a good person.
Peter, she's gonna kill thousands of people. It will be a bloodbath. Cello, something to do with the cello.
Tell me exactly what you saw.
I told you, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you cannot save her.
But someone else can. Is that it?
She turns away, and Peter grabs her by the arm.
I'm sorry. I need to know.
People think that dreaming the future is a gift. They're wrong.
Mohinder's lying on his back in a fully padded cell, wearing a straitjacket. He starts to come round.
Dr. Watson! Dr. Watson!
Hero?
Mohinder looks round his cell as if for the first time, and Hero mimes the action of ripping off his jacket.
Halt!
Mohinder copies and breaks free. He takes the jacket off and goes to the door. Hero steps back and Mohinder pushes it out.
Dr. Watson, I have traveled over the Great Ocean to free you. Where am I?
He looks at Hero.
You put me here. To be continued. Beware the stormtroopers. What are you talking like that, Hero? Warp speed, Dr. Watson. Must rescue Sancho and escape. Sancho? The prisoners have all gone to dinner. I've hidden Sancho for his safety.
Hero opens a cupboard door, revealing Ando lying on the floor.
Ando? What's happened to him? He partook the abscess intended for you, Dr. Watson. Perfect. When I can't walk, when I can't talk.
They must have searched my cell. We gotta go.
We shall ride to freedom.
What's happening?
They put Ando in a wheelchair and push him along as they run down the corridor.
It's like swimming, but inside out.
Silencio!
I'm swimming! Full speed, Captain!
They reach some doors.
Hey! Get back in your cages!
Stormtroopers!
There they are! It's okay! I got this!
Ando blasts the panel.
What the?
Mohinder knocks Buck out. Hiro helps Ando outside and down some steps, followed by Mohinder. Matt speeds along a dirt track, through the hills, and pulls up on some open ground. Noah gets out and walks across it as Matt looks at the laptop.
She's here! She's right here!
The flashing dot on the map disappears. Noah bends down and picks up a sheet of old crumpled paper.
The carnival was here.
Yeah, well, it isn't here now. They had like a 2-minute lead on us. An entire carnival doesn't just disappear.
This one does.
Well, how did Claire find it?
Gotta have a compass.
Okay, so you're saying she got that from the Samuel guy?
No. She got it from me.
Great. Okay, well, let's go back to Claire then.
It's not gonna work that way.
You're burning bridges, Noah. You can't talk to Claire anymore. So tell me, how is it gonna work then?
I don't know. But we're gonna find it. Somehow. We have to.
At Matt's apartment.
Lauren, it's me. Just call me. I'm running out of ideas here.
You know what? I would love to sit and brainstorm with you. I really would, but I gotta make dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah, ratatouille.
What?
Ratatouille, it's French, it's in the book.
I know what ratatouille is. This woman's been kidnapped.
That's a missing persons case.
And we have to find her.
I don't have a badge anymore. Let the cops handle it.
You're gonna send cops up against specials, they're gonna get flayed alive. Look, I dragged her into this. I pulled her into the sunlight.
Well, maybe she's already crossed state lines, Noah. Look, I mean, admit it. This is bigger than us.
So what are you gonna do? You're just gonna lock your doors and crawl back into your shell. You're one of the good guys, Matt. You have a responsibility. You're not a coward.
You know, some days, maybe you just can't save the whole world. Some days it's better off just getting your own house in order.
Which means what?
Which means go home. Hug your little girl.
Matt goes back to chopping carrots, and Noah watches him, disappointment in his eyes. Then he smiles and walks away, defeated. He stops to look back one more time before leaving. Peter's asleep in bed, his head moving restlessly. He dreams of circular flashing lights at the carnival, of Emma playing her cello in the Hall of Mirrors, grimacing and having problems getting her notes. She looks distraught and upset as she plays, then Silas standing in front of her.
Don't worry. I've come to save you.
He holds out a hand. And Emma smiles gratefully. Peter wakes up with a shock and holds his hands over his face. Emma's sitting in her apartment looking at the cello when she sees the flashing light on her wall. She looks through the spy hole and opens the door to Peter. He strides in, picks up the cello, and smashes it.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Let me explain. I have these dreams that come true, and I had one about you and that cello.
You broke my cello because you had a dream.
No, because a lot of people are gonna die, Emma. Your friend, Samuel, that compass that you have, my tattoo, they're all connected to this cello.
Love this cello!
And we have to make sure to stop that dream from happening. That's why I broke the cello, okay? Something bad is going to happen.
Ouch. Ouch. Now!
He stands up and reluctantly walks to the door.
I'm sorry, I...
Goodbye, Peter.
Resigned, Peter leaves. Emma remains crouched on the floor, running a thumb along the cello's broken body and crying. Mohinder, Hiro, and Ando reach a stream.
Hey,
think that way is west. We must away before the stormtroopers are upon us.
I have had just about enough of your nonsense, Hera. After what you did to me, I have half a mind to leave you lost in this swamp forever.
Hey, don't talk to him like that. Hero's got very little time left, and he chose to spend it rescuing you. You should be thankful. He's a hero.
What do you mean, little time?
The Reaper waits for no man.
He's dying.
The stormtroopers and the Ewoks! Hurry!
They run along the narrow channel with tall reeds growing either side as the guards give chase, their torches bobbing in the distance. Now they're running through thick woods. Hero leads the way, the guards following determinedly.
Are you sure he can't teleport?
No, not unless we unscramble his brain. Hey, what would they have done at that hospital?
Probably electroshock therapy.
Hero! Why are we stopping?
Electroshock therapy.
Wait, you want me to?
Even if we evade them, we could be wandering out here for days. We need to teleport out of here.
How?
You can use your red lightning.
Look, you don't want to see a future where I kill them with my red lightning.
Was it in Florida?
Japan.
Then we're good to go.
Hero stands in front of Ando.
Thank you so, Sancho.
The red lightning goes into Hero's head.
Ah! Hero!
Hero leans back against the tree, his eyes closed. Then he opens them, suddenly alert.
Ando. Dr. Suresh. We must stop. Samuel Sullivan.
Hero, you're back.
Yes, and now we must get going.
They teleport just as the dogs get to the tree. Noah walks along the corridor of Claire's college halls and knocks on her door.
Dad.
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you. I was just in the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, no. I was in California. I just landed. Bags are still in the car. Listen, I know that you're mad at me, and I'm okay with that. And I want to just let you be mad at me. I don't want to try to talk you out of anything or to try to convince you of anything.
Dad, what are you doing here? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great, actually. I've been thinking about bridges.
Bridges?
Bridges that connect us to the people and things that we love and need in our lives. They're built on trust, and I've torched most of them. And I'm just hoping that the one that connects me to you can still be repaired.
I'm sorry, but I do have something that I'm late for.
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about this later?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. This thing that you're late for, you need a lift?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
So I'll see you later?
Yeah, I'll see you later.
He slowly walks away, sitting round the table at Matt's.
I didn't think a law office could be such a soap opera. I mean, the human drama of it all. Matt, you remember my boss, Pressman? So he's totally gay, he's totally in denial, and he's totally married. Okay. Oh, Matt, this is delicious.
Matt stares at the table.
So how about you? Did you leave the house at all today?
You think I'm a coward?
What?
I think I'm a coward.
What are you talking about? Why?
I had the worst guy in the world living inside my head. When I finally got rid of him, I didn't do a thing to go after him.
Because you came home to us, where you belong.
I've let so many people down.
Who?
Friends, people that I care about. I mean, I'm sitting here eating ratatouille. Instead of facing the world, doing something about the problems that I've caused.
Matt, you have a family. Come on, you're a simple guy. You care about us. That's your world. You just have to let the rest of it be.
She walks over to him.
There is nothing cowardly about looking after your family. You belong here with us. Okay?
Yeah.
Come here.
Janice hugs him, but Matt's face betrays his lack of conviction. At the carnival, Eli is standing with his arms folded outside the door of a see-through canopy attached to Samuel's trailer. Vanessa's sitting inside it, anxiously waiting. Then Samuel comes out, carrying a tea tray.
Well, exactly five-star accommodations, I know, but if there's anything you need...
What I need is to go home, Samuel. What are you doing? You can't just take me.
I've thought about this day for so long, Vanessa. The day you would arrive... It wasn't supposed to be like this. Everything was supposed to be perfect.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Noah Bennett. He did a real number on you, didn't he? You got in your head. I had to act to protect you, to get you away from
me. By kidnapping me?
I would hardly say that.
You won't let me leave here. You've got me against my will. What would you call it? You know what? I'm just...
She stands up and he grabs her roughly, then softens and smells her hair before letting her go. He smiles and gently puts his hands up to her face. Then he puts a finger to his lips and traces a line under her eyes, down her nose and around her mouth.
You're upset. I understand why. But there is a reason for all of this. There's something I want you to see. So magical, so beautiful. Just let me show you, that's all. If you're still unhappy, I'll take you right back to California, I promise.
What do you mean, right back to California, Sam? Where are we?
It's so beautiful, Vanessa. Wait till you see it. It's perfect.
Noah's back in his apartment. He adds a photo of Vanessa to his wall and thoughtfully drinks from a bottle. He looks warily at the door, then walks over to it, putting the bottle down on his desk. He opens the door to Lauren.
I was driving by. I saw the light on.
Come on in.
How is California?
Not as fruitful as I would have liked. You got my messages?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know.
And I think I care for you more than I want to admit. It's complicated.
I know. Just don't do it again.
Noah holds her and steps closer to her. Then they kiss. Three silhouettes appear on the other side of the room.
Oh! You have company. Sorry to pop in like this.
Hello, boys.
To be continued.